Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we've got Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show. Gene is, and wasn't that a great visit by President Lincoln? We can thank Gene for always having President Lincoln very nearby. Gene is an original member of our Brain Trust. That's right, going all the way back to May of 98. That means in May he's going to celebrate his 12th anniversary as a member of my Brain Trust. He's the author of one of my favorite books on the planet, The Words Lincoln Lived By. Also, his new book is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. He's done so much work. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, and he's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you, Jim. It's always fun.
It's good to have you here, Gene, as always. Thank you for almost 12 years of steadfast, abiding support of all the things that we do here and to small business owners everywhere. Gene, President Lincoln, when he was just on the show in the last segment, he used a term that I think is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard anybody say. And he talked about appealing to our better angels. Talk to us a little bit about that. What do you think he meant? What caused him to for that to well up in him? Do you think that came from him? He didn't have a speechwriter, did he?
He did have advisors who reacted to his drafts of his presentation. And we do know that he had a draft of his first inaugural address that he did show to several people, and we do know that they gave him advice and thoughts on that. Apparently, the Better Angels of Our Nature was an original thought of his. However, I have looked diligently to find if he ever explained what he meant by that and can't find it.
Yeah.
Whether it was a theological reference, I don't know. Let me say just a word about theological reference. Certainly coming out of medieval times, there was a strong belief that there were good angels and bad angels.
Yeah.
There were the fallen angels like Lucifer, and then there were the good angels like Michael. Whether it was rooted in this theological notion of good and bad angels, I do not know. But whether you want to go with theological perspective or not, let's think about we know almost intuitively that we have in us good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the presence of a speaker, say, listen to a great speech, and the speech appealed to good things, sacrifice, patriotism,
right,
goodness, morality, ethics, and I felt myself changing by the better angels being appealed to in me. And I think that's the capacity a leader has, to appeal to what is good in people. And I jotted down what I think are the bad angels and what are the good angels. And we can get into some of those.
I would like that very much.
Well, here's some I jotted down. We can come back and talk about them. The worst angels of our nature, malice. Remember in Lincoln's second inaugural address, he says, with malice toward none,
right,
with charity for all. Boy, that's the good and the bad being juxtaposed. In-kind behavior. Whenever we return in-kind, anger for anger,
right,
hatred for hatred, evil for evil, revenge.
When he's saying better angels. Doesn't it make sense that he's talking about fighting the in kind, the nature, the tendency to want to do in kind?
I think that's exactly right.
Isn't that what he's talking about when he says, you know, if you're malicious toward me, if you're angry toward me, if you're hateful toward me, if I appeal to my better angels, I won't allow that to cause me to react to you that way.
I agree totally. In fact, that's what I wrote, in-kind behavior.
Yeah, I like that. I like that term.
Lincoln was rooted in the best things great religious leaders have taught through the ages. And remember the teachings of Christ. He said, don't return evil, return good for evil. Mm-hmm. If a person smites, you turn the other cheek.
Right.
So that was a teaching of Christ.
And, you know, I'm thinking when we, and if you'll allow me just to drop into a customer care moment for a second here, I think that in-kind term is really a very teachable term, because when customers come to our business, or when employees, whatever for that matter, when we're dealing with customers or anybody who's having a difficult time, it's the human nature, it's the reptilian response, the primitive part of our brain to want to give back exactly what you're getting.
It's only
the evolved human
that is so insightful, Jim.
that can rise above that. And so, folks, whenever this happens to us, think about Abraham Lincoln. This is a time when in kind is not good. Sometimes we think of in kind being a good thing. You know, I'm gonna give you things. I'm gonna repay you in kind for a kindness or whatever. But in this case, you know, think about in kind and think about those better angels, Gene. What do you think?
I love what you said, and I love that word reptilian. You see, a person comes in. Let's place it in the business context. I do a lot of seminars for
businesses. Gene, hold that thought. Hold on to that thought right there. We're going to come back and talk about this a little bit more with Gene Kreisman. Folks, think about this a little bit. Take some deep breaths and contemplate when people behave towards you. What's your response? How should you respond? Are you going to respond, you know, in a primitive way, or are you going to respond in a more evolved way? Tintil, stay with us. Every day I get in the queue. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Dr. Gene Kreisman is our guest. He's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By and Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, which is his new book. Gene, we can find that at PresidentLincoln.com, right?
Yes, PresidentLincoln.com. And I was thinking also, if your listeners would like to view an excerpt and streaming video of my performance at Ford's Theater in the Georgia Dome, they can find that on www.PresidentLincoln.com.
And if they're going to be in Atlanta on Monday, tell them about it.
On President's Day, that's Monday at 1 o'clock at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library, I will be performing as Abraham Lincoln. And the performance is free with an admission ticket into the library and museum. So,
all right.
1 o'clock, so I hope
1 o'clock on Monday. So, folks, if you're in Atlanta, all of our folks in Atlanta listening, don't miss that treat.
I hope they'll come up and identify themselves as listeners.
Yeah, tell them. Sometimes they don't like to admit that, Gene, but maybe they will.
Well, if they listen this morning, they
there
will.
There you go. Gene, we're talking about our better angels, appealing to our better angels. And I really like that thinking. I like the way you said in kind, what you reminded us about what President Lincoln said about treating people with, you know, in kind and realizing that we have the ability to control the in kind response, don't we?
We do. And I was thinking that if we are going to be effective in appealing to the better angels of people's nature, we first of all have to have firmly fixed an attitude that we're going to do it. And number two, we need to develop some techniques to make that happen. I do a seminar on how to effectively communicate with an angry customer.
Yeah.
And very briefly, and you see, that person comes in angry and enraged.
And their better angel is not with them, is it?
Not with them, but if you're good at it, you can turn that around and turn rage into understanding and support. Just a little practical technique. I tell people that if a person is enraged making a complaint, one, if you can, get them to sit down. people tend less to be less aggressive when they're seated than when they're standing.
Right.
Number two, listen attentively, and if you can get them to slow down, they're more likely to be reasonable. So I've advised people in business to say, would you mind if I make some notes about the problem you had? And if you can, and then say, if you don't mind, I'm a slow writer. If you can get a person to slow down, they tend to be more reasonable.
And I can just see somebody not wanting any of that and taking the pen and paper away and saying, let me write that down for you.
Rapid writer will help.
What I just keep thinking about those words. He didn't say demand the better angels.
Appeal.
He said appeal. Isn't that a great word? Appeal to the better angels. And he didn't say appeal to the better angels of the other person's nature.
Yeah.
He said of our nature.
Of our
nature. Meaning I've got to be part of the solution.
Oh, my gosh. What great insights today. Reptilian, part of our nature. And I just love the way he juxtaposed those ideas I referenced earlier. People think that his second inaugural address is one of the finest things ever written in the English language, and he concludes with malice toward none, with charity for all. And if you'll think about it, that word charity that he used is the best word for love. It is unconditional love, and unconditional love is not in-kind love.
Right. Yeah, it's the same thing as agape love. Agape love is when you do something for someone that you don't even know.
Yes, and maybe do something good for them, and they haven't been good to you.
That's right. That's what agape love is.
And so I
agree with you 100%. And, you know, Gene, on this birthday, on this 201st birthday celebration of Abraham Lincoln's birthday, it's hard to even comprehend what a wonderful gift we had in Abraham Lincoln, America.
Isn't that true? If you think about it, Abraham Lincoln showed what common, ordinary people are capable of becoming.
And yet he was a completely human, complete human, in with all the ability to fail and everything.
Yes.
And I still value his failures, that they helped me too. AbrahamLincoln.com is the, PresidentLincoln.com is the website. Gene Greisman is the man. Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today.
It's always a joy.
We'll see you next time. Gene Greisman, folks, can't do without him. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.